segment. They're going to go four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel, down and away. Eric Jones is in getting pit service. Here's Austin Cindric getting pit service here as we continue on. Green flag pit stops. Eric Jones gets service as well. 185, lap 185, Alan.
Here comes Kyle Larson again, a long run, not much on the radio, any complaints, no, nothing about the handling of the car. They've just been air pressure adjustments throughout the night to make this car keep up with the track. Cliff Daniels on the wall looking over everything. Kyle Larson off the pit road.
Ty Gibbs was in, he burnt the rear tires up trying to get by Bubba Wallace. They made a slight air pressure adjustment, four tires, and he's off, so down and away. Alex Bowman is in, and here's William Byron. Said this is the best car up we've had all night, no changes except a little air pressure. He's down and away. Steve Post.
Putty Boy, that's the nickname for Chase Briscoe, getting four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. They are very happy with that race car. Two pit boxes behind him, as we have got Christopher Bell coming down pit road as well. And looks like Tyler Reddick is in, although I think Reddick was in a lap or two ago. So Reddick remains on the racetrack here. Corey LaJoie is in, and Christopher Bell getting pit service as well. Bell was running in the third spot. The Reeve colors on the Toyota looking awful good around the right side of that automobile. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Adam Stevens back at the race shop. Chris Sherwood making the call. Christopher Bell very happy with the race car, and I would believe they're very happy with that pit stop.
I would say so. That was a clean stop there. He's going to get back on the racetrack and blend back into traffic off turn number two. Currently, Denny Hamlin back at the top of the leaderboard by 9 seconds over second place now, Josh Berry. Things shuffling up after some pit stops. Kyle Busch is now 13 seconds in arrears. He is being scored in the number three spot. Then Austin Dillon and Chase Elliott, your current top five, with 42 laps to go here in the stage.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing high life. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
Denny Hamlin, Josh Berry, Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, your front four. Kyle Larson now back to the number five spot as we work a green flag cycle of pit stops. Only eight cars are currently on the lead lap, but quite a few still need to make pit stops. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Kyle Larson has reassumed the top spot because Denny Hamlin made a pit stop, Chris Wilner, just a couple of laps ago.
It was a flawless stop, Alex Hayden, for the Jokins Racing crew. It was a four-tire change. They topped it with Sunoco Fuel. Denny Hamlin said this was the best run of the night so far. The race racetrack starting to get to them because it fired off tight, but then they got neutral. One of the few that I've heard go neutral over the course of the long run. Denny Hamlin very happy after that pit stop.
Yeah, we do have a long run going. Not the longest of the night, but now 74 laps since we put him back under the green flag. We've only been slowed twice. A caution, a crash up in turns 1 and 2. That happened on lap 3. And then we shut him down on lap number 85 when we brought the green and white checkered flag out. Other than that, Alex Hayden, we have been wide open and running the Southern 500.
You're right about that. And with this long green flag run that we're in yet again, you know, Dave Moody, this track, two different nicknames. It's so difficult. The Lady in Black, too tough to tame. But what does it say, Dave, about these drivers when we can run 107 consecutive green flag laps with no problem?
Well, it's nothing short of phenomenal, Alex, really, to run as close to that outside wall as the vast majority of these drivers are running. Lap after lap after lap over the course of 4 hours plus. You can't have a single lapse of concentration, not even for a moment, or you're in the fence. And it really is truly remarkable that these races are so clean. We've only had one stoppage since lap 3, and that's pretty amazing.
And we've gone to the point we've got composite bodies on these Gen 7 cars. They pop back. It used to be we'd push a fender in, we'd cut a tire, you'd have more cautions there. You can run up against the wall. If you just brush it, it's going to work its way off. But to Dave's point, the concentration these drivers have to run that close to the wall for this many laps, it's impressive.
Superhuman is what I would call it, Todd. They are doing a marvelous job out there, running inches off the wall, lap after lap after lap. 198 laps are now complete, and Kyle Larson has led 134 of them. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand and Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Welcome back to Darlington Raceway, Darlington, South Carolina, the 75th annual cookout. Southern 500, it is live right here on the Motor Racing Network. My name is Jeff Strigl. Alongside is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon out in the turns tonight on a beautiful night now that the sun is set. In turn two, it's Dave Moody. Turn three, it is Mike Bagley. And up and down pit road, Steve Post, Chris Wilner, and Alan Cavana. 198 laps, Alex Hayden, complete. 168 remain.
With 31 to go now in stage number two, Todd, let's kind of visit a little strategy now. We've seen some green flag cycles. Obviously, these teams are pretty good on how many fresh sets of tires they have remaining in the pit box. What do you look to see strategy-wise from here on out?
I think this stage, they're going to run this all the way out, unless we see a caution, as I talked about at the end of stage one. I just think everybody's taken, they've done the two-stop strategy. Everybody's been on the front side of that. I think this one runs to the end unless we get a caution. But at that point, I think the opportunities are there. From what the crew chiefs I talked to, they think the third stage is still going to be a two-stop strategy. Although it puts them at 44, 45 laps, I don't know how short you can be on that. But if you're not in a winning position and you need to win, I think you make it a three-stop strategy. I think you start shortening it up. Put yourself on a different cycle than the leaders, and maybe a caution will come and put you in the right strategy.
We went under the green flag 200 laps ago. 166 now as Larson comes by. He has led 137 of 201. It's Larson, Briscoe, Bell, Byron, and Tyler Reddick. That is your top five. They have been the dominant cars here tonight. None better, though, than Kyle Larson. As we came on the air, the championship allowed us three other drivers into the playoffs. And at that particular point, it was Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, and Chris Buescher. As it stands right now, Alex Hayden, break it down for everybody.
As it stands at the moment, Ty Gibbs is in with 38-point cushion. Ty Gibbs currently scored in the number 6th spot in the race. Then you've got Martin Truex Jr., 18 points to the good. Even though Truex wrecked back on lap number two, Truex took the green flag tonight with a healthy advantage of 58 points. And the way this is working right now, even though he's out of the race in 36, he's still good with an 18 point. Then it gets really interesting. Chris Buescher, currently with 164 laps left in the race, is 9 points to the good. Buescher is running in the 10th spot right now. Bubba Wallace, the first car out, he is 9 points behind. Bubba Wallace is running eighth, only two positions in front of Chris Buescher.
And then you get back to Chase Briscoe, who is 121 points out, but he's running second, and he has been all night long. Briscoe right now second to race leader Kyle Larson.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
206 down, 161 remain. Kyle Larson is out front. Chase Briscoe second in a must-win situation. Those are the top two. Then it's Bell, Byron, and Tyler Reddick from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Slowly but surely, we're winding our way down. 158 remain, but we still have 21 left in stage number two. We were talking about Chase Briscoe. He is second. He has to win here. He has been running in the top five all night long. He has not led a lap tonight. As a matter of fact, Briscoe has never led a lap here at the Darlington Raceway. It would turn the playoff picture upside down if he can get by Larson and go on and score a win. It's Larson, Briscoe, Byron, Bell, and Tyler Reddick, who continues to run in position number five. From more on Tyler Reddick, let's head to pit road, presented by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. On Tyler Reddick, here's the postman.
Tyler Reddick, as we reported earlier here on the Motor Racing Network, has some kind of stomach problem, virus, bug, some kind of bugaboo, and he has been very ill in that race car. During the first stop that they tried to address it, they gave him some Tums tablets. Well, he dropped those. the second pit stop, they were able to get some Tums crushed up into water, and he was able to drink the entire bottle of water. Tyler has not said anything at all, but they are going to give him another bottle with that Tums in it. They also gave him some crackers and some white bread during the stage break. So we're hoping, and they're hoping, and he's not said a word about it. They're hoping that no news is good news, or at least it's not getting any worse for Tyler Reddick. He continues to run inside the top five right now, running in position number five.
Not necessarily a surprise that he may have dropped the Tums in there, because these drivers, by rule, have to do one of two things. They either have to have a wrap sock, a fireproof sock attached to the helmet, or they have to wear the fireproof head sock or the balaclava. And it's hard under these full face helmets to, with gloves on and everything else that's going on, Todd, to try to take and chew up some tablets.
Yeah, the best way to put that in is probably to raise the visor and come in over the nose and down, try to get to it, especially if he's got a head sock itself. That would be the tough part. If it's just the skirt on the helmet, maybe you can get under the skirt, but with the seat belts and everything else, it's a difficult process. And you've got to do it with your gloves on. That's a tough piece as well.
Well, he's having to do all of that and fend off the guy that owns the team, and that is Denny Hamlin, waiting to get a peek here at Tyler Reddick. And here he comes your way, Alex.
Yeah, he is coming up off of turn number four. Reddick is coming up around the corner. Reddick, in that yellow and blue upper deck sponsored machine, had Ty Gibbs get by him. And boy, Reddick is just not got the best handling race car at the moment, Dave.
No, it's not the best that it's been, for sure, but you got to give him a lot of respect for what he's done physically behind the wheel of that car. He's not the most imposing guy. He's a little guy, but he's a tough guy, Mike Bagley.
He is indeed, and he's making the most of what he has right now. Tyler Reddick is trying to maintain some sense of composure. He is inside of the top 10, but obviously that car not as potent as it was earlier in this race.
Eric Jones is going to drive right by Tyler Reddick. Now, when Alex was calling that, he gave up two spots, he being Tyler Reddick. Denny Hamlin got him on the back straightaway. Ty Gibbs got him going in to three and off four. Eric Jones just drove by him like he was tied to a stump. You just got to wonder, is he beginning? And Eric Jones, by the way, two laps down, lightning flash off of the top of three and four, but that is well off in the distance. What do you make of this right now?
Well, the Eric Jones car, he just came off of pit road, so he's got brand new Goodyear tires. He's running his own race right now. I think Tyler Reddick, obviously with Steve Post reporting with the illness that he's battling right now inside the cockpit of the race car, he's just hanging on for dear life right now and just trying to get to the end of this stage, which is another 13 laps away next time by. Then they can slow things down. He can try to catch his breath and come up with a plan. I can't imagine, again, you're dealing with all this. Racing right up against the wall, then you have to really buckle down and focus and try to give some feedback to your team.
Yeah, a tough situation, a really tough situation. You can only imagine the things that Tyler's going through there, with having to deal with this and try to focus forward. But the great thing is, it's so mentally, you've got to be so mentally engaged here that you almost can block out the fact that you're nauseous, that you're sick. He's doing a great job of it and still maintaining a position, seventh inside the top 10, doing what he has to win this regular season championship.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Obviously we know he's going to race for a championship, he being Tyler Reddick and Larson and so many others, 13 of them that are locked in right now. But that regular season championship is on the line here tonight. It comes with points, it's valuable, and Tyler Reddick is among that group trying to close that out here tonight.
He's the regular season points leader at the moment by 8 points over current race leader Kyle Larson. So what's at stake for the regular season champion? How about 15 playoff points? That is huge. Finishing second in the regular season will grant you 10 points. So there's an awful lot on the line. Those playoff points are super valuable when it's time to try to run for a championship.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
1.7 seconds, that's the lead for Kyle Larson over Chase Briscoe, who is second. Byron continues to motor along in position number three. Denny Hamlin up to fourth, and Christopher Bell rounds out the top five. We are down to 9 laps to go in stage number two. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Still, Darlington Raceway under the green conditions. Kyle Larson has been the dominant driver, and he continues to show the way by a consistent second and a half advantage. He's now led 160 of the 224 laps that have been complete.
Been a good battle between Denny Hamlin and William Byron. Got physical just a moment ago. Dave Moody over in front of you. They are running in positions number three and four, and they're headed back toward you right now.
It got very physical indeed as they kind of slid up door to door into each other. Bowman was able to get away. The next lap, he brushed the wall again on exit of turn two, but Mike, it looks like he's been able to right himself.
Yeah, he has done that. Denny has gotten away, pulled away by now three, maybe four car lengths over William Byron, who is obviously feeling the need to come to pit road with everybody else that's feeling the same way.
With valuable stage points being paid out in three more laps, Bubba Wallace has just lost another spot. Wallace now falls to ninth because Josh Berry has just rocketed on by.
Josh Berry has had a very solid evening so far. Makes his way past Bubba Wallace and immediately pulls away by six car lengths.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace is in free fall mode right now. He's just trying to make it to the end of this stage with a spot inside of the top 10. Right now falling behind Josh Berry by seven car lengths in three.
With 3 laps to go, Kyle Larson over Briscoe, over Hamlin, Byron, and Bell. 3 to go in stage number two. Off turn number two comes race leader Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson's been the class of the field all evening long, and he has handled the lap traffic flawlessly, closing in on Daniel Suarez right now.
As Suarez is, Terrell, just the last car on the lead lap is Daniel Suarez in the 18th position, doing all he can just to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap. Dave, he's got his hands full.
Yeah, he's going to do his best to hold off Kyle Larson, but I think he's hunting bear with a butter knife right now. Larson clearly faster. Kyle Larson will, for the moment at least, just follow him off turn two.
He started a run to the inside of Suarez and backed away. Gave Suarez some room to work, and Larson is not in full court press mode to try to put him a lap in the rear.
So another pay window will open next time by. We'll see the green and white checkered flag fly here at the start-finish line. One to go, stage two. He dominated stage number one. He's dominating stage number two, Kyle Larson.
Here he comes into turn number one. No interest whatsoever in passing the Daniel Suarez machine. He's got all the room he needs right now over Chase Briscoe. go.
Kyle Larson's got a very strong and solid race car. He comes off the end of the back straightaway. He'll look to the middle lane and the middle reaches of turn three and then slide him against the safer barrier.
Keeping the car in a very comfortable spot off turn number four. Joey Aycock puts the green and white checkered flag in the air, and Kyle Larson has won stage number two. Larson will sweep both of the stages here in this one tonight. Larson gets the stage two win. We got to wait a bit because here comes Chase Briscoe. He'll come by the line and finish second. Top 10 get points. Denny Hamlin will be third. William Byron fourth. Christopher Bell will be fifth. Ty Gibbs will be sixth. Seventh will be Josh Berry. Tyler Reddick will be eighth. Bubba Wallace will get ninth, and Brad Keselowski 10th.
And now we see the caution flag and the caution lights go on around the racetrack here on lap number 230. Stage two is done, and that look at the top 10 has been presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Cookout and Darlington, fast service and fast cars, awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. The best way to fill up is with a Cookout tray that includes an ice-cold fountain drink. And Cookout has over 40 fresh shakes, flavor options, yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
Craftsman is back on track and racing for a miracle. Help support your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital and save 20% off select Craftsman V20 products. Shop this deal of the race at Ace Hardware. Do it fast. Do it proud. Do it with Craftsman. 20% savings offer available at participating Ace Hardware stores and on acehardware.com. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/deal of the race for details.
231 laps complete, only three cautions, and two of those ended the stages. We'll see the cars on pit road when we come back from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Road is open. Kyle Larson, Briscoe, Hamlin, Byron, Bell, they're all on pit road.
Kyle Larson loves his car. If anything, he says it's the track that's losing grip. His crew chief, Cliff Daniels, says they've been monitoring his teammate, William Byron. They like what that 24 car's doing, so they're going to make a change to Larson's car to help him get off turn two a little better. Meanwhile, down the road, Chris Buescher didn't have a good stage there. They're really working on the handling, trying to get him some more points and a better finish to secure that playoff spot, Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick. Reddick is in that car, is just a little bit tight, so they want to free it up just a little bit. Been pretty good. He hasn't really said much. They are going to get him another pack of medicine. Bubba Wallace, the car just has gotten really loose. Lateral grip has been missing. Kyle Larson wins the race off pit road. How about Denny Hamlin second? Chase Briscoe third, William Byron fourth, and Christopher Bell, your front five, Chris Wilner.
High fives for the Joe Gibbs Racing crew for Denny Hamlin. He came down four tires, stopping Sunoco Fuel, picked up a couple positions. He came on the the radio and said that was the freest I've ever started. So they snugged him up just a little bit with a slight adjustment. Also, William Byron said tight on exit, but the entry security was good. They may free him up just a tad more with a little bit of air pressure, fork tires, and fuel. And also, Ty Gibbs, they were trying to keep him disciplined on that last run. He was a bit free. They made an adjustment in fork tires and Sunoco fuel. Pit stops, lap number 233.
Driver Kyle Larson, crew chief Cliff Daniels, and that crew that he leads hold serve. They came in as the race leader. They exit as the race leader.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway. Here's some news now that we're finished stage racing in the regular season finale. Martin Truex Jr. crashed on lap number 2, finishing tonight's race in 36th, next to last. However, because Chris Buescher failed to score a point here in stage 2, Martin Truex Jr. has clinched a playoff spot. So Truex will indeed race for a championship this year. Now, the other driver, Ty Gibbs, is in a good spot. No matter what anybody else does in tonight's race, all Ty Gibbs has to do to clinch a playoff berth is finish 27th or better.
And right now, he is running in position number 5. That's the good news. On the other side of the equation, Bubba Wallace, who led the field of the green flag, led the first 35 laps, is outside the playoff picture by 6 spots on the racetrack. He's got work to do. And over stage number 2, he was not the dominant car. Stage 1, he was solid. He was up among the top 3, good position. Stage 2, though, was a different story for Bubba.
It was. Now, they're going to have to figure out some adjustments on their car on that pit stop to try to get the handling back where it needs to be. Stage racing is over. Kyle Larson won Stage 1. Kyle Larson won Stage 2. He's led 171 laps tonight, but don't take the hats to victory lane just yet. As a matter of fact, in the next-gen car era that we've run, there's been 5 races here at Darlington in the next-gen car. The Stage 1 winner has finished 25th or worse in the last 3 races. The Stage 2 winner has yet to finish the race better than 25th in the next gen era.
Kyle Larson would like to have something to say about that. He's dominated this event, leading 171 of the 236. The other portion of the tail. Ross Chastain fans, he has to win to get in. Kyle Busch will have to win to get in. Chase Briscoe will have to do the same, and Briscoe lines up in position number 3 as we get ready to go back under the green flag on lap number 237. 130 remain, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Get to geico.com tonight to get started.
Before we go back under the green flag, the regular season battle is on. Kyle Larson is now the regular season points leader by 5 points over Tyler Reddick, 45 over Chase Elliott as they make their way into the Geico restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. The aforementioned Kyle Larson on the hammer, headed to turn one.
But he's got company at the left elbow, and it's Denny Hamlin, no stranger to the front of the pack. Or rather, Chase Briscoe, no stranger to the front of the pack. They're side by side. Briscoe pulls ahead by a fender.
Briscoe now will get the advantage halfway down the back straightaway, trying to close the deal. He can't. Larson powers his way back to his outside in three.
Chase Briscoe must win tonight. He's never led a lap at the Darlington Raceway. Side by side, off four to the line. Larson by inches, but Briscoe is there.
Wide open down the front straightaway. Briscoe goes in low on the inside. Larson with a full head of momentum up high. He'll power around. Larson goes to the lead.
Briscoe has to lift coming out of two. That gives Larson the lead and a two-car length advantage. Briscoe now falls into the clutches of Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin drifts up the racetrack in turn three, as does Briscoe. Further back, Christopher Bell bounced off the safer barrier off turn two. He lost a couple of spots. Meanwhile, back to turn one, it's Kyle Larson.
They're chasing Larson into turn number one. Briscoe less than a car length back in second. Another car length back to Hamlin. Another car length back to William Byron.
Better get him while you can, because the more clean air goes over the nose of Kyle Larson's race car, the faster it gets. He's pulled away by two, but Briscoe and Hamlin are keeping him in arm's length.
Yeah, the top six running right together. Mike Bagley off the corner. Here they come once again. Larson, Briscoe, Hamlin, top three. Byron, Barry, Reddick, top six, back to one.
Chase Briscoe forming up for another possible attack on the back bumper of Kyle Larson. He's just a car length back. Further back, Tyler Reddick wants back into the top five. He bypasses Josh Berry.
Oh, what a smooth move by Reddick. Open the inside line in two, slid across Berry's nose on the back stretch, pulls away by a car length in turn three.
Everybody continues to ride for real estate. Got to get it with these fresh Goodyear tires. Further back, now stacking up side by side off turn number four. Good race there. Bubba Wallace under attack from Christopher Bell.
Bubba Wallace needs every spot he can get the rest of the way. For the moment, he's going to be able to hold off Christopher Bell. They'll run single file to the back straightaway.
And this is the race for the eighth position. Bubba has eighth, Christopher Bell in ninth. For now, Bell will fall back behind Bubba, but will peak to his inside in three.
Yeah, Bubba got one back, six back. But remember, Buescher has the tiebreaker side by side. They come back off four again, but Wallace will hold them off. That's Bell. Kyle Busch is on the move. Kyle Busch in a must-win situation.
Haven't talked about Kyle much tonight. He is all over the back bumper of the Brad Keselowski machine, unable to muster a charge as they look to the inside off two.
Kyle Busch trying to break into the top 10. Right now he is following the four to Brad Keselowski off the end of the back straightaway.
As they make their way up off turn number four, Kyle Busch digging hard at the bottom of the racetrack on that yellow and black Chevrolet Camaro, trying to get the real estate. Keeps a fender alongside Brad Keselowski as they race hard for position.
Here they come into turn number one to the inside. All the way down to the line goes Kyle Busch. Brad Keselowski rim riding the outside. Oh, they nearly touch off two, but Kyle gets the spot.
And Brad has to lift coming off the corner. That will hand the spot to Kyle Busch as he begins to pull away from Keselowski.
So right now, Busch into the top 10 for the first time tonight. He rides 10th. It's Larson out front, Briscoe right behind, Hamlin, Byron, and Tyler Reddick. That's your top five. Josh Berry and Ty Gibbs, Alex Hayden go 6-7. Bubba Wallace, Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, top 10.
And you mentioned Kyle Busch in the 10th spot. Todd Gordon, that's a very interesting strategy, at least opportunity coming up for Kyle Busch.
Yeah, when I look at this race, Kyle Busch has got himself up to the 10th position here. They went deeper in the second stage. They kind of went on the Denny Hamlin strategy, got a little deeper in the runs. I think there's an opportunity to three-stop this race. And if you're sitting there as Randall Burnett, you know you have to win to put yourself in the playoffs. I don't know that we're going to drive from 10th to straight forward doing the same thing as everybody else. I might look for them to try to three-stop this last stage.
Talking about Kyle Busch, Steve Post, they found speed. We can see that. What about strategy? We're down to 1:21 to go.
Well, and I think Todd might be onto something with the way the car is. The car does not have good longevity as far as speed goes. So instead of running 44, 45 laps, which would be the strategy, the call for a two-stop, you're looking at about 33-lap runs. I don't know what they're going to do. Randall Burnett is playing it pretty close to the vest down here, but we're looking at about lap number 266 in that range. If Kyle Busch comes down, then that means they're going to pull the trigger on that strategy. And with a car that's better in mid and short runs, it might not be a bad call, because I agree, I don't believe they're going to drive forward past everybody just on raw speed the way it's stacked up thus far.
A lot to play out in the final 120 laps of the Cookout Southern 500.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated. What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. Hey! And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Kyle Larson in a Chevrolet up front. The Ford Mustang Dark Horse of Chase Briscoe goes second. And the Toyota Camry XSC of Denny Hamlin rounds out the top three, 118 laps remaining. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net, and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
No change at the top five. It's still Larson, Briscoe, Hamlin, and Byron, along with Tyler Reddick, running in the number five position here in the 75th running of the Cookout Southern 500. Time now to review some of the keys to winning today's race, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Todd?
Yeah, as we look at it, we're in the final stage. We talked a little bit about this. Executing on pit road. You're going to need at least two more green flag pit stops. If it goes green, we'll need at least two more stops anyway, possibly three. So execute on pit road. Don't miss getting to pit road. At older tires, this could be a longer run than we've had in the other ones, which means your tires are farther worn out. You've got to back your entry point up. So let's execute on pit road. Let's make sure that we keep ourselves ahead of the strategy in the short pits.
265 to 270, perhaps, is when we'll see. that pit window open up and we'll see cars coming on to pit road. We'll see. We're working lap 254 right now. How about the run, Mike Bagley, of Chase Briscoe tonight? He is second to Kyle Larson. It seems like he has been locked on the rear bumper of that Chevrolet. Of course, Briscoe in the Ford Mustang. But what a run on a night that he needs it. Chase Briscoe and that team have delivered.
You know what's amazing is that Chase Briscoe is one of those drivers that could be put into the category of the surprise Darlington contender. For the most part, you have the usual cast of characters, and there's always a driver or two that'll pop up in there and surprise you. This has not been a flash in the pan tonight for Chase Briscoe. He has been a constant presence inside of the top five. He has been a constant fly in Kyle Larson's ointment, and he has been there waiting for Larson to make a mistake on that most recent restart. It looked like he had a shot, and he did for a moment. Larson just outpowered him, and right now, Larson's pulling away. If something happens to Kyle Larson, this could be Chase Briscoe's night, a night his fans and he has been waiting for all year long.
Steve Post, Chase Briscoe has run a ton of laps in the number two spot tonight.
Yes, he has, and kind of the trend of this car has been he's all right at the beginning, the mid stages of a run. He's really, really good. We've seen him close in on Kyle Larson in the mid stages of a run. When we get deep into a run, 40 or more laps, he kind of trails off a little bit. So how this all plays out, how this balances out, we'll see. But Chase Briscoe, we're getting to that stage where we need to keep an eye and see if he can close in a little bit on Larson here while running second.
And right now he is sandwiched between a Chevrolet and a Toyota. Larson in the Chevrolet, Briscoe in the Ford, Hamlin in the Toyota. William Byron is right there as well. Tyler Reddick and Josh Berry have got a great battle going on. It comes across the line right now. Tyler Reddick trying to hold off Josh Berry for position.
Yeah, and he's got his hands full right now. Josh has reeled him in from about 7 or 8 car lengths back. He's within a length as they exit turn 2 to the back straightaway.
Josh Berry elbows up right now at this stage of the race. He comes out of 2. He is closing in even more on the Tyler Reddick car. Matter of fact, Berry's going to take a peek to the inside, but he's not close enough to pull off a pass.
Josh Berry finished 3rd here back in the Goodyear 400 in May. So, Dave, Josh Berry knows how to get around this racetrack.
Yeah, this is right up his alley. All of those late model stock events on worn-out, abrasive tracks with not enough tires to just go hard all the time. Tire management is his game, and he's playing it well tonight.
Here he comes out of 2 onto the back straightaway. Berry just stalking Tyler Reddick for that position, while at the same time, further back, the battle for 9th is beginning to tighten. Kyle Busch has caught Christopher Bell.
Kyle Busch continuing to climb the leaderboard. He's 10th and he wants 9th. We were talking about Josh Berry, who is running 6th. His teammate Briscoe running 2nd. Noah Gregson inside the top 15. Ryan Preece inside the top 15. It's been a good night for Stewart Haas Racing. For more on Josh Berry, who's running 6th and looking for 5th, here's Alan Cavana.
Well, part of Josh Berry's great run tonight has been strategy, especially during stage 1 and 2. They chose to long pit, which meant they were out there longer than others while others were pitting, but it meant Josh Berry had the advantage toward the end of these runs, and he was picking up a lot of positions on the track during those long runs toward the end of the stage. They used that to get themselves some position, good pit stops, and now they put themselves solidly in the top 10 where they could use the speed of the car plus the track position they earned to see what they can do tonight.
And they still have another couple of pit stops to make realistically in tonight's race, but as Steve Post and Todd Gordon mentioned a little earlier, Jeff, there may very well be some teams that makes 3 stops here in this final 105 laps.
Yeah, they could be coming up here very, very shortly, and Briscoe probably would like to be, Mike Bagley, one of those cars to get onto pit road sooner than later. He's got 2nd, but Denny Hamlin is there.
Denny Hamlin's caught him. Matter of fact, Chase Briscoe sees him coming, pulls to the inside at the end of the back straightaway, and they continue that battle now up into the banking of turn 3.
That is a great fight on the racetrack for position with 104 laps remaining here at Darlington Raceway. Good race coming back down to the start-finish line. These two drivers continue to sort things out and funnel off to turn number 1. Berry chases Reddick.
Briscoe makes a low entry into turn number 1, drifts up to the outside wall. Denny Hamlin runs the barrier all the way around to turn 2.
So you've got the Briscoe-Hamlin battle, then you've got the Reddick-Berry battle. battle that continues to flare up and flare on. Right now, all eyes are on Chase Briscoe with a hard-charging Denny Hamlin behind him.
This is going on 2.5 seconds behind Kyle Larson. Yeah, he just continues to dominate. Now across the line comes Briscoe. Two back is Denny Hamlin.
The leader looks in the rearview mirror and says, battle it out, boys. Fight each other as hard as you possibly can. Larson is long gone as the battle for second rages on.
And this battle between Briscoe and Hamlin is happening, that is, in lap traffic. Here they come, going to survey the options to get around the Kaz Grala meat and bone Ford off the corner.
Now, Kaz Grala is going to do what he can to keep his car as far out of the way as possible to let these drivers battle on. They flash by the start-finish line. Briscoe hot to trot on his back bumpers, Denny Hamlin.
Both of them will go to the inside of Kaz Grala. Put him in the rearview mirror. William Byron trying to do the same right now. Byron is ready to turn that into a three-man dance.
As Briscoe exits two, Larson is about three-quarters away down the backstretch. That's how big the lead for Larson has grown. Briscoe does not have that luxury. He only has two car lengths over Denny Hamlin.
101 laps remain. Pit stops coming up shortly. Larson, Briscoe, Hamlin, Byron, Tyler Reddick, that's your top five.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Kyle Larson in the cockpit of a rocket here tonight. Larson leading here on lap 2, 68, 99 laps to go. And by the way, the Xfinity fastest lap of the race has been turned by, guess who? Kyle Larson cut a lap at 164.810 miles an hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Ross Chastain in a must-win situation right now. Just came off the racetrack to make a pit stop. Let's go there.
Yeah, trying something different. He's been outside the top 10 throughout the night. This is a short pit. He's the first to hit pit road. See if it's a strategy that works out for them. Also, Brad Keselowski, he spent some time in the top 10, but this last run since the final stage began has not been good to them. They're going to make a handling adjustment on his car.
We expect more pit stops coming up very shortly from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
95 laps to go. We're starting to see cars to come to pit road, so let's get there right now, presented by Wendy's. Wendy's Saucy Nugs are taking nugs to a whole new level. Choose from 7 different flavors for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's, a participating U.S. Wendy's. Postman, you're up.
Tyler Reddick is in, going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. He's a little bit tight on that race car. Here's Chase Briscoe. He's in, four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Good looking pit stop for Chase Briscoe, Alan Cavana.
Kyle Larson on and off pit road. They haven't put a wrench in this car all night. They're just using air pressure adjustments to keep up with the track. Larson on off pit road.
So some teams electing to pit. Denny Hamlin stays out. William Byron stays out. Josh Berry. Now Bubba Wallace up to fourth. Christopher Bell goes fifth. Todd, what is your thought process?
I'm not so sure this is the three-stop strategy. You're just being aggressively short on a two-stop strategy for these guys that came around 270. I think the three-stop would have been back early through 260s.
And it's turned the lead over to Denny Hamlin, followed by William Byron. They're running right together on the racetrack, so that's a battle for the lead between Hamlin and Byron, Berry, Wallace, and Bell. But just remember now, this is going to cycle around. You know, this is when it matters. We talk about the money stop. I'll start with you, Alex Hayden. You've watched this for years and years. This stop right here and potentially one more coming up is going to make the difference as to who goes to victory lane.
You're right about that. It's called the money stop because this can get you the big money if you get the track position. However, if you don't have a good stop, the money stop makes the sense that the check will simply bounce. And that's the last thing that you need here when you're trying to win a Cookout Southern 500, a crown jewel race. So yeah, there's this stop that we have ongoing right now in this particular cycle. I fully expect at least one more pit stop before the checkered flag flies in tonight's race.
So we've got strategy that will play out. Some cars beginning to come onto pit road right now. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is there. Other cars stopping at the entrance of pit road. Looked like it may have been Ryan Preece is there. Actually, it's Chris Buescher. Let's cover the stop.
Chris Buescher is in. They came on the radio and said, we're going to tighten this car up. And he came back and said, no, do not do that. So back to the drawing board in terms of handling for the 17. But he is on and off pit road trying to drive back into the top 10.
Yeah, and trying to hang on to a spot in the playoffs. Currently, he only has a two-point advantage. Remember, that's 1 point per position on the track. And while he agonizingly slow, but by rule at pit road speed, tries to get back out on the racetrack. Bubba Wallace, who's already made a pit stop, or I'm sorry, Bubba is yet to make a pit stop in this cycle, is running in position number four.
And that's how quickly things can change, because right now, as it stands, and it will change again shortly when Bubba comes to pit road, Buescher is out by two and Bubba is in by two. But again, that will absolutely change when Bubba gives up the racetrack and comes onto pit road. We're down to 88 to go. Alex, Hamlin, Byron, Berry, Wallace, Bell. We've seen some come to pit road, lap 271, 72, 73. Gregson on 277, and now Denny Hamlin, Alex, on 278.
The current race leader makes his way to the pit lane. He'll get the car down to pit road speed. He's going to be followed closely by William Byron. Both of those drivers locked together coming down the pit lane. Let's go to Chris Wilner.
And for Rudy Fugel, they wanted to wait and see when the 11 of Denny Hamlin came down pit road. That's why they came together. For William Byron, he said just a little bit free. Don't snug me up too much for the long run, but they wanted to go a little longer. Four tires to Sunoco Fuel. Denny Hamlin also free. Center off the corner. Four tires. Air pressure in Sunoco Fuel. Alan Cavana.
Josh Berry and the four teams staying with the strategy that has been successful for them, waiting longer than most others to pit. He is on pit road and off safely as they try to get one of those win and in scenarios, seeing what they can do on that team.
And now we see Bubba Wallace and Christopher Bell coming on to pit road. So that Buescher, Wallace will cycle around and put Buescher back in. Here comes Bubba Wallace. What do they have left? What might they have up their sleeve? Let's find out. He's headed your way, Steve.
This is pit stop number 7 on the night for the teams. Bubba Wallace in the very first pit box. Christopher Bell about 6 pit boxes behind him. Bell hits his marks first. Going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Taking a look at the right side. He scuffed it up into the wall. Forward to Bubba Wallace. They just need better grip over the long run. Going to be an air pressure adjustment. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel for Bubba Wallace down and away. Kyle Busch getting pit service as well. Joey Logano gets to stop here on lap number 280.
So a big exchange there. Bubba, by the way, led a couple of laps. That'll add to his total of laps led tonight. He's up to 37 tallies. Bubba Bubba Wallace trying to get back up the speed. We'll see if he can get in front of Chris Buescher, if Chris Buescher's team had a bit of a better pit stop.
John Hunter Nemechek removing equipment, or at least a equipment violation on pit road. Now, John Hunter's had a rough night. He's down three laps, and he'll make a pass-through penalty here momentarily. A number of different strategies, but as it cycles around, lap 282, 85 to go, Kyle Larson is back out front. Briscoe is back to his bumper, although the separation, not car lengths, but up to 2 seconds. Larson over Briscoe. Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain, he's gambling right now. Chastain in a must-win situation, Alex. He's up to fourth over Tyler Reddick.
So why don't we run you down the rest of the running order to let you know where your favorite driver is tonight in the Cookout Southern 500 with 85 laps to go. Jeff gave you the top five. Brad Keselowski is sixth. Denny Hamlin is seventh. William Byron is eighth. Daniel Suarez ninth. 10th is Ryan Preece, and 11th is Josh Berry. Chris Buescher is 12th. Bubba Wallace is 13th. So Buescher's pit stop and that team gained them that spot on Bubba Wallace. Christopher Bell is 14th. Noah Gregson is 15th. 16th is Todd Gilliland. 17th, Kyle Busch. 18th is Joey Logano. 19th is Carson Hocevar. And 20th is Eric Jones.
21st right now, Austin Dillon in front of Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Corey LaJoy, Michael McDowell. That's your top 25. Then it's Harrison Burton, Austin Cindric, Zane Smith, Shane Van Gisbergen, 29th, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 30th.
31st right now is John Hunter Nemechek. 32nd, Justin Haley, but he just made a pit stop, did Haley. 33rd, four laps down, is Daniel Hemric. Timmy Hill is 34th. 35th is Kaz Grala, only two cars out of the Cookout Southern 500 after a lap two crash. 36th is Martin Truex Jr., and 37th is Ryan Blaney.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.